We opened in 2004.
Oh, four. Because this was a military until...
Yeah.
Okay.
It was an old air defense hall.
Okay.
That Henning and two producers, Lars Björkman and Ole from Yellowbird, they saw the potential of it. So compared to Trollhättan, that is a building mainly built for film production. This is old air defense hall that they saw potential in, that they rebuilt into a film studio. Mm. And that's why it looks like this somewhere. So but it's got charm in it. It's a bit charm, actually. And this was also the laboratory from the Wallander films.
Oh.
So when you see it...
People go crazy to see this, I'm sure.
Yeah, they do. they freak out.
What year was that?
2004.
So this is fairly recent.
That was the first film that we made.
Okay.
And there is a specific scene out by the lake, northern Uppsala. And until this day, we have guided tours by the lake. And that's... Let's see, that's 9 years after we made the scene.
Wow.
And people come there, and they start like, oh, this is the tree, I'm taking my Christmas card, ask for Valenda. And then you start realizing that, well, you're not at the right tree, we haven't come there yet. Should I tell you, or should I just, like, you have your moment of it? Trollhättan Studios doesn't have any tourism at all.
Oh, wow.
We open up the studios when we can. Of course,
yes.
We can't walk into a set. So
right.
It's 20 German tourists once. But we open it up so people can see. And it's a bit magical when people come in and see.
Wow, look at this.
And as well, they understand that, damn, it's a lot of work behind the scenes. And this is why I don't want to see the end credits, because they're so damn long.